US President Donald Trump is another step closer to impeachment. The House Judiciary Committee has started hearing evidence aimed at framing the articles necessary to make it happen. Among the items under consideration, bribery, abuse of power and obstruction of justice. North America correspondent David Lipson reports.
A new political committee set up to review the evidence so far and determine whether to draft articles of impeachment against the US president.
The House Committee on the Judiciary will come to order.
Committee members' intentions were clear from the start and directly down party lines. Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler outlined a two-pronged attack. The alleged crime that President Trump used the might of his office to pressure Ukraine to investigate a political rival.
To obtain that private political advantage, President Trump withheld both an official White House meeting from the newly elected president of a fragile democracy and withheld vital military aid from a vulnerable ally.
And the cover-up, the chairman described as unprecedented.
No other president has vowed to, quote, fight all of the subpoenas, unquote, as President Trump promised. In the 1974 impeachment proceedings, President Nixon produced dozens of recordings. In 1998, President Clinton physically gave his blood.
The president's Republican allies, like Senator Doug Collins, sought to paint the whole thing as a sham.
Now, we can be theoretical all we want, but the American people is really going to look at this and say, huh?
The witnesses, academics, expert in the Constitution, were handpicked by Democrats to bolster the case. Here's Professor Michael Gerhard from the University of North Carolina.
If what we're talking about is not impeachable, then nothing is impeachable. This is precisely the misconduct that the framers created a constitution, including impeachment, to protect against.
One of the four professors, Jonathan Turley from Georgetown University, claimed the bar had not been met, saying the process was rushed and removing a president on the wafer-thin case so far would set a dangerous precedent.
Defenses that have not been fully considered, unsubpoenaed witness with material evidence. To impeach a president on this record would expose every future president to the same type of inchoate impeachment.
That's one piece of evidence President Trump could swallow, weighing in from the NATO summit.
For me, it's okay, but this should never happen to a president again. What's happened here? It's a disgrace to our country. It's an absolute disgrace to our country. It's sad, actually. And it's done by, frankly, losers.
Impeachment is likely, but removing the president from office remains a remote prospect at best. This is David Lipson in Washington for AM.